call the Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
Father's Day is just around the corner. A little friendly reminder from the Joe and Alex Show to you. So we figured we would share some Father's Day kind of jokes, maybe some bad dad jokes, or if you got good ones, those are cool too. 833-JOE-ALEX. Chime in, guys, girls, kids, whoever, if you've got a dad joke that you can share with us. Hopefully somebody can write it down or listen to the podcast later at joeandalexshow.com and use it on their pops or their granddad or the father figure in their life this coming weekend. Feel free to let me know if anybody's got jokes. I got a few here. All right, Live the Web Girl, you have one. You want to kick it off? No pressure.
Yeah, I'll kick it off. I feel like this is like the dad joke.
Okay, let's hear it then. Live the Web Girl.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Oh, hi, hungry. I'm Tim.
I like that one. Okay, boom. Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
How much does a hipster weigh?
How much does a hipster weigh? I don't know.
An Instagram?
What?
Instagram.
Oh, an Instagram. I get it.
Like a
gram, I get it.
Like a little Insta.
Yep. Gram. Yep. Hipsters. Yep.
Hey guys, these are bad dad jokes. Come on, Porkchop's laughing. I think Porkchop would be the bad dad of the group
like
right here.
I feel like bad dad jokes are like so blatantly obvious jokes. That one wasn't as obvious.
Okay,
to
then
me.
Let me try this one. Liv. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France?
No.
There was nothing left but debris.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Ooh. Oh, what?
Frostbite.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I've been busy a lot lately. I do enjoy reading. I've actually been reading a book on the history of glue. I'll tell you what, I just can't seem to put it down.
I don't get that one.
Glue. I've been reading a book on glue.
Oh,
I can't put it down.
It's
stuck. Stuck. In my hand.
Okay, wait, I have it. I have one.
Okay, Live the Web Girl.
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping all day.
Oh my God.
That is a good dad joke.
Did your dad text you that one?
No.
That's a good joke right there.
You know, every single Chad frat boy looking dude on Bumble has like, I got good dad jokes in their freaking bio.
Yeah,
every
absolutely.
Single guy.
Do you like those when you're checking them out?
No, it's like so overdone. Like literally, I'm telling you, every guy says, I know good dad jokes. Every guy.
Wait, I just.
And they're not even dads. They're like 23 years old.
I just found one, and this is a really good like dad one.
See, right,
like
let's
these
hear
are
it.
Just so blatantly obvious. Like that's why it's like funny.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece.
I like that one. If prisoners could take their own mugshots, what would they be called?
Ooh. Oh, I know. Wait, I think I figured it out.
Alex, go ahead.
A selfie.
Yes, it would be a selfie.
C-E-L-L.
Yes, okay. What's at the bottom of the ocean and twitches?
What?
A nervous wreck.
Like a shipwreck.
Okay, you know what my dad used to always tell me, guys? I mean, rest in peace to my dad. He would always say this. You know what? He's like, Joe, I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro. It's a ripoff. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's get to the real experts out there because Lord knows we're not. Brandon, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Do you got anything, a little dad joke you can share with fellow people out there?
I sure do. It was one my dad always told me. He always asked, so Pete and Repeat are sitting on a bench and Pete falls off. Who's left?
Repeat.
So Pete and Repeat are sitting on a bench. Pete falls off. Who's left?
Okay. No, that's a good one right there.
Good one.
Thank you, Brandon, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's talk to Chase. Hey, Chase, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's going on? What do you got, buddy?
Is your middle name Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling a connection.
that's
a good one.
I hope my dad doesn't do that because that feels really awkward. I don't want that connection with my father. That
okay.
felt very sexual.
I
there,
got
Chase.
One. I got one.
All right, let's hear it.
Today, my son asked, can I have a bookmark? And I burst into tears. 11 years old, and he still doesn't know my name is Brian.
Yeah, see, that is a dad joke. I will say, my dad, when I see him at least 5 times, he does the, oh, look, you got something on your shirt, and then like flicks the nose.
Yes.
Every single time.
Guys, what did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
What?
I'm gay.
maybe some did. No, he said, supplies!
Oh, that's cute.
I don't know. know. Maybe I'm gay's a little bit better. Those are just some of the things we have. Maybe we can do some more tomorrow, and you can think about them too. But listen to the podcast if you missed part of this. We were giving out some bad dad jokes. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.